right, people. Welcome to the War Room. Today is tax day. That's where we... I think we work till about May of every year to pay our taxes, is what ends up being. When you look at all the taxes we pay. So, everybody bow down. I know we were told we were going to get rid of the IRS and get tariffs. But instead, we got the Iran war, right? And who warned us about the Iran war? In fact, I just retweeted this from InfoWars fan. He said, just remember in June, this is 2025, so almost a year ago today, Jones predicted all this would happen, that war with Iran would destroy Trump's base and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Who likes forever wars? Military-industrial complex. What do they run? Just about everything in this country. So let's go to that clip first. And we got a big show. I got a jam-packed show. We're going to have Harrison Smith in studio with me down below in our podcast area. We're in the backup studio at this point, just trying to run through all the kinks. But we are going out live to everyone out there at InfoWars, at Real Alex Jones, and InfoWars.com/shows, where you can find all these streams. So let's go. Here's Alex's prediction. He said this was all going to happen. Here it is.
I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populists or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You can agree with your wife or your husband about 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. And Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it. And the big tankers are deployed, and the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources, so does Tucker, so does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. And just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
So there you go, right there, back in June, it was June 17th of 2025, Alex Jones, and that was during the time, right about the time we made those, that bombing, the daring bombing raid with our 30-something hour flight round trip. So you can see Jones already had figured out what was going on and could kind of read the tea leaves. And so we'll have more. We're going to talk a little more about Iran. We're going to talk about Trump wanting to bring back FISA. You know, spying on him wasn't enough to try and